Just off of Fifth Avenue South in downtown Naples, members of Collier Students for Change lay down on the sidewalk and close their eyes. They stay dead for 10 minutes, a minute for each victim of the school shooting in Santa Fe, Texas. Their venue, though, is not a public park or outside of a government official's office. It's the sidewalk in front of the local Wells Fargo branch.
It is not against Wells Fargo as a corporation, but we are just protesting their decision to support the NRA. They are the go-to bank for the NRA and help them access a line of $28 million in credit.
That's 16-year-old Anna Berry, who's holding a sign that asks its readers, "Am I next?" Beside her is Michaela O'Brien. The fellow 16-year-old is wearing a shirt that's made to look like it's been soaked in blood, and around her neck is a price tag that marks her worth at $1.05. Or how much money Florida Senator Marco Rubio has accepted from the NRA, divided by the number of students in the state. But O'Brien has been an activist for longer than many of her peers.
My mom, after I came out, she dragged me to the vigil in City Hall after the Pulse nightclub shooting. And that's when I realized that I had to help.
At first, O'Brien says she geared her aid efforts mainly toward the LGBT community because she felt she couldn't take on the gun culture in America. But after Parkland, the high school junior has become the regional representative for March for Our Lives. She's sat on panels with survivors of the February 14th shooting, and she's led events like this one. But she's also planning to buy a handgun as soon as she turns 21. Nearby, Barry offers an explanation.
This is not a Second Amendment issue. We just want to make sensible gun legislation and ban assault weapons, which are not necessary in civilian lifestyles.
O'Brien's father is retired military. He served 6 years in the Marines and the following 17 in the Army. So she says she understands the safety families feel owning firearms in their home, but she will continue pushing for an assault weapons ban all the same.
I have right now dedicated my life to the March for Our Lives.
Almost 6 months after Parkland, her fellow Collier Students for Change agree. They say they're not done fighting or laying down in the summer heat or chanting as loud as they can in the predominantly Republican county. Not until they achieve the change their group's name demands. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Naples.
Gun control!